Blog Talk Radio.
Grippin', flippin', and thang. Letting these boys know 50 inches how it hangs to my thigh. I ain't on that fry. It's that pollo and I'm in that Muay Thai. More jeans, old. Bitch, I'm in my low. Switching lanes, acting bad, drippin' on remote. Steady dropping tops. Hoe on the bop. I got a sip deuce in that hole of the hop. Straight off the grind. It's par for pine. It's that Podine on the main. From the shine, all in with that flip, about to flip the script. Let these boys know that a chicken and got whipped. We shifted and distributed. We going through Southwest. Boys out of line, catch the slug in they chest. Boys just to chill, ball by my meal. Flip and hit the scene with a platinum up grill. Put it in the screen, sipping on his lean. Barber died through Texas, watching four screens. That's just how it goes. That nigga big pollo, freestyle king, and this bitch ain't a
if
whole
little. If you read the book, you don't watch the next chapter. It's the pokey flip, and that nigga named Shasta. Ballin' as a capper, know we looking good. Tucking up the deuce, and we represent.
Now, it's not the 27th, but that shit will forever bang. And hey, all you beautiful people. Welcome back to Vibrate Higher. I am Lissa Renee, your favorite shit talker, but I'm also spiritually aligned, so it balances out. And I know today is not a day that, you know, I've podcasted on in a while, but definitely I thank you all for tuning in. I know this is a different time as well, but again, I thank you beautiful souls for tuning in anyway. Now, I know I've been talking about, you know, this Texas flow, and I can't wait to get into the music, but before we do, y'all know I usually don't get on this podcast and bash anybody or nobody individually, okay? Now, I do name drop, but it's not to start shit. It's to tell a story the way that it happened. But today, I got a call from a business owner, right? And they said I had an outstanding bill with TXU. They said it was outstanding. It was only $85, but I currently have TXU and my bill is up in the 400. So I get irritated with the business owner because I know goddamn well I ain't got shit in collections because I've been building my credit for the last 2 years. So I call TXU, and when she get on the line, I don't even think I gave her time to greet me. I explained my reason for calling, and she asked me for my name and social and, you know, shit like that. So she was like, there's a $426 balance. $85 for the usage, and then the remainder balance is due for an early termination fee at blank, 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 Sumner Terrace. And I'm like, I don't even know how I responded, but the way I responded, she could tell that the address did not belong to me. And I asked her for the address again just to be sure I heard her correctly. So when she provided me with the address and the date it was on, I hung up the phone and immediately messaged my child, dad, and his wife to make them aware I knew they had electric in my name while they was in there washing dishes in the fucking tub. And I guess you could say I went off, but you can understand my reason for going off. And this bitch tried to get smart and tell me, bitch, please. But when I asked for the project number, the bitch ain't had nothing to say. But I said what I said, and Malcolm and Sinead Manning are some fucking bombs. He don't do shit for his child, but want to put shit in my name. And they got a scent on that because, like I said, I ain't doing no talking. I always see you bitches in Walmart on Central Freeway. And I ain't no police calling bitches, but I'm definitely pressing charges on you hoes. I don't care about her being my niece's mother or him being the child of my, the father of my child. When everybody be calling they lame ass weird for having kids and getting married after she had a kid with my brother and after he had a child with me, I'm the one taking up for they slow asses. It fucked me out of a business opportunity and an apartment I was looking at. And y'all know I was moving into a house, but Mexicans don't do right and don't speak good English, and I'm sick of them bitches too. And so they decided to remodel the house, you know, do the piping, and this shit is just becoming a disaster. And so I was a mess this a.m., you know, before noon dealing with this shit. But it's a new day, and if you can, you know, if you can calculate time correctly, you already know. But We are waiting on Doug to call in so we can jump into the interview, with the man of the hour. But in our case, the man of the 30, 45 minutes. But I also wanted to play this 30-second clip just so y'all can see how he coming.
Put the key in the keyhole. I'ma send shots and one like a free throw. They don't want me on the feature cause they know I'm going Devo. Mike Jack on your song, you can play Tito. I play the villain and the motherfucking hero. Pockets on fat boy, yours on keto. In a 7-7 with a pen and a free roll. Cool in real life, on the mic I got an ego. Dogs in the tech to hit a living 5-0. Bows of the gas in the duffel bag of Cho-Cho. In it, I bought it, no rent it. Who the fuck is it, the windows is tinted. Trunk, bang, motor, hitting, I'm blowing a sweet. If you want it, I'm with it. These niggas is trash, don't get offended.
That should definitely jam, and that's just the sample, but we are going to get into, the true version later, and he is on now, so we're going to welcome him to the show, and, so he can pop his shit. Hey, Doug,
hello.
How are you?
How you doing? I'm all right. How you doing
I'm
today?
I'm good.
Appreciate you for having me.
Well, I thank you for that. I was sitting here telling the listeners, I've been talking about you all week, telling them about this Texas flow, and I played a sample, but I know we're going to get into that later. And so jumping straight into the interview, I know the other night, we chopped it up on all things spiritual and connectivity, but we don't really know one another well, so I wanted you to get me and the listeners more familiar with you. When people say, who's the, what's your response?
I'm just a decent all around type of guy, I guess. I pretty much say to myself, I don't bother nobody. I work. I'm a hard worker. And I make music. That's pretty much the gist of it, of who I am. Independent type fella.
Yeah. Y'all, he a little shy, so you gotta bear with him. We're gonna pull this shit up out of him. But definitely a great person, great energy, dope vibes. But I wanted to know, how long have you been doing music, and what made you choose music, or did music choose you?
When I was in elementary school, I had a friend. His name was Michael Soto. And that was my best friend at the time. And he had spent the night at my house. And my mom, she always listened to music. Like, my mom's one of them Saturday morning moms where you get up and clean the house and listen to music. But it ain't going to be music that I want to listen to, of course, at that time. It was music that she liked, which later in life turned out to be good music. But being a young man, I didn't want to hear all that. So, we had ran into one of her tapes, and I found this tape recorder, the old school ones where you can push play and record on the little machine, and then you can rap to, it picks up all the sounds that are going on around you. So if you're playing music and then you rap it on the music, it picks up all the sounds. And we was in a car at that time, so we just recorded some stuff. I don't know what made me decide to do it. I like music, but I don't know what possessed us to do this, knowing how my mom was, and me recording on her tape wasn't going to be a good situation at the end of the day, more or less in a situation where I'm cussing, I'm 30 and I'm not. So, we did that little tape recording thing, and then I forgot about it. She found the tape, and she said something to me about it. She didn't discourage me. She was more so mad that I recorded over some of her old school stuff, but from that's the very first time that I ever did any type of thing with music, but I didn't continue from there. It's I left it alone after that situation. And then in high school, when they beat on the lockers or beat on the table, or somebody be able to make a beat with their mouth or something, I was killing. I'm by the lockers in between classes killing. Just so probably in high school was when I found a love for making music. I already liked music a lot, but the part of making it probably came in high school.
Okay. And so, like, getting started, not even really just getting started, but when you are putting, you know, your passions out there and you're working towards your dreams and your goals, I wanted to know, like, what is your support system like? Because I know we as people, we, you know, we have these big dreams, these big goals, and when we put ourselves out there, it's kind of like the motherfuckers we wanted to support us or thought would support us, they don't really support us. So how is your support system, and if you feel like you're not getting that support, does that hinder your process or your music at any point, at any time?
I feel that the people that support me are the people that I need to support me. Like the people that don't support me is not going to change the effect of me, you know, as long as the people that know me or care about me, you know, really like support me. Like I'm a human, so numbers and views and all that stuff plays into my head, but at the end of the day, like I don't think that makes a difference to me. Like, cuz I'm not like this is what I love to do. It's not like this is what I have to do to pay my bills, or this is what, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hard worker, so that stuff going to happen anyway. This is just a passion that I have, you know, that I like doing. So if my partners, you know, my partners and my cousins and the people that know me, if they the only ones that really rock with me, like that's cool with me. Like I'm good with that, because like I said, this is something that I love to do. I'm going to do regardless. Like if nobody supported me, I would still do music, because it's just, what I said, it's just something I love, and I think I'm decent at it. So if it's something you like doing and you decent at it, why not? You know, why not give it what you got?
No, I definitely agree. It should never, you know, change the outcome, because, again, like you said, if it's something that you love doing, you're going to do it regardless. And I wanted to see, before we get into our first song, no genre, but who would be your three most influential artists of all time and why?
Man. Probably my number one, which might be like, you know, like probably a lot of people's number one, but I feel that he was the best at this. And when it comes to like the storytelling aspect of even of like his time, I think the music game would be a lot different if he had been alive today. Not to say that it still wouldn't be all the foo-foo music that is out today, but I think that a lot of music would be a lot more serious, and it wouldn't just be because your beat sound good, then you got a good song, you know. Like I don't think it, but my number one would probably be Pop. Like that would be number one on my list. Probably would be Tupac. And probably second would probably have to be like Master P, because I come up during that time, during the Master P and the early Cash Money type stuff. But that was really before Cash Money is Master P and all the people they had, like Mystical Fans. Like I liked all of his whole little No Limit crew. That was my ish right there. That would probably be two. And the third one, I don't know if I could just say a third one. I would have to say a third one would have to be like a collection, because I can't just say one person, because it's a whole city. It's a whole area where I can't just say DJ Screw. Like I can't just say Michael Watts. Like I can't just say Zero, you know. I can't just say Slim Thug. I can't just say Chameleonaire, you know. Like I can't say Fat Pat. I can't just say Big Mo. I can't, you know, it's like the whole, my third would have to be the whole Houston area influence type ordeal. You know, I can't pinpoint that to one, because I was on all of it. like from the freestyle aspect of it, from the yeah, all of it. Like I said, north side, south side, all that. I knew about all that. Like I was on all that, everything H-Town. So that would probably be my third.
Yeah, most definitely can never leave out, you know, the Swisher House and the whole screwed up click. I feel like I miss that type of music, and I feel like when I heard your music, you brought that back. So I really appreciate you for doing that. And with the song that we're going to get into, the first one would be your song Hardaway, and I wanted this to be a live review, so I didn't listen to it, just made sure that it was faded in and out. So, again, I want to get into this first track, Hardaway.
Yeah. Fat boy. TBP thing, boy. Nigga had to come up the hard way. I ain't asked these niggas for shit. I took the hard way. Sis cost and my grandpa died. That took my guard away. Niggas ain't rapping what they really living. I keep the fraud away. Found out Glenn Lowe got shot down. That took my neck. Ain't no half-stepping it from really with it, I go extra, like all the way. Searching through the game plan, I'm a star player, I gotta make a play. Can't trust niggas, only ones I trust, mama, granny, this and bae, they don't believe, gotta succeed, migrate, making pay, money legalized, I got legalized, I can see the laws when they circle back. Nigga never scared, but we more aware, we got proof they don't like black. With the shits and I got me, pound sign, grown man, facts looking like a lick. If you think it's sweet, but hit the lick that you looking at. Don't fuck around with fuck niggas. Fuck you if you really mad. Kept 100 at all times. Don't sugarcoat and don't get sad. Falsifying is the new norm. They slick with it like wet glass. Boss up on a bitch nigga. Smell like money and good gas. Bitch niggas get a whole pass like a bad bitch just walk by. J.R. Mack, my right hand. It's TBP to them dub fly. Really, we became in together. I've been around since your first hop. R.I.P. my cousin Skinny, the realest nigga in my eyes. Baby Blue, my ace boom, was D Street like Four Flats. Lil Tate, my nephew, hold me down like Four Tanks. My team on my shoulder, like a nigga got four backs. And your whole team pussy, like I just seen four cats. Get the bag in, double it. Dirt come with a mother kid. I ain't heard or seen shit. I ain't heard or seen shit. Real rap, it's not lit. Real talk, no bullshit. I ain't heard or seen shit. I ain't heard or seen shit. Big bark, I don't play with ya. Big spark and that flame hit ya. Big dog, big pay, nigga. Can't starve, get cake, nigga. Half man, half gorilla. Body back in black silver. Artificial, they fake, nigga. And the beast get baked, nigga. Drop me a deuce in the fountain. I came in three hoes like I'm Santa. No dimes, more like 3 9s. I had to lower my standards. I fuck them like I ain't got manners. The champion hang me a banner. I hit the little bitch and I beat it so good that little hoe hang me a banner. I'm training, I'm ready for action. Provoke just to see their reaction. Ain't no smoke, nothing happened. Ain't golden glow cause they acting. And we was just counting this stack. And you make excuses for lacking. Ain't 7 for 7, he taxing. But it multiply on the back end. No sex in my grass, my grass cut. Pineapple, the soda, and white cup. If I'm on the Fuego, it's spiked up. Your bitch come with me, she get piped up. I bust on her chin and she wipe up. Now she got a mouth full of white stuff. Then I make her leave like a nice fuck. Now let a bitch now get right up. This is life fuck. Got a white fuck, a hilly gorilla, you like fuck. Niggas be telling they mic'd up. These niggas be telling they mic'd up. Duh.
Fat boy.
TBP thing, boy. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Quick question. What did you mean by she got a mouth full of white stuff? I've never heard of that. But when making that track, I wanted to know, like, what state of mind were you in? Asking because it feels like it comes from a place of pain, but you push it out from a place that's familiar, that's surrounded by love. Like, I really do like that. Like, in the beginning when you were talking about, you know, being aware, like, that shit really hit deep. So what were you thinking when you made this? Or was it just a freestyle that you, you know, just hopped on?
That's like I say, that's like the Houston influence part of it. Like anytime, to me, a song is a song. You know, it has a hook. You got a verse, one verse, two verses. Nowadays, you have a lot of songs that have one verses, but And when I was more so coming up with music, most songs had three verses. What was being done at that time is people was just going in a studio and turn a beat on. And then when they turn the beat on, they just rap on the beat and just go. So you get 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, 3 minutes. You get however long that the beat is of people just rapping. Like there's no hook. There's no nothing. It's just straight bars. So when I find a beat that I really like I listen to it, and then I'll be like, man, I just start going on it. You know, I just think of a couple things. And then when I get to a certain point to where I feel that the hook will go, if I don't feel like I want to put a hook on it, then it turns into a flow. You know what I'm saying? Like it just, like I start out thinking about writing a song. But as the process goes, it just ends up being where I just want to talk my shit the whole time. Like I don't really want to pause and give you a break from this shit talking. I want you to just you got to feel what I'm saying here. So I'm finna just hit you with straight, you know, no hook, no pauses, no bridges, none of that. Just every line, you know, every line. If you listen, I'm gonna tell you something.
Most definitely feel like you can go bar for bar. And like you said, people don't do that no more. They got the one verse. And so, yeah, like you bring it, I don't know, you just bring it back for me. And again, it's something that I appreciate. And I know when we were conversing, we spoke on music as well. And you said that you didn't stop doing music. You just haven't been putting it out for, you know, people to listen to. But I wanted to know, like, why not put music out for listening ears? And what made you say, like, now is the time?
I have to be in the right headspace, I guess what you would call it. I have to have the right mental thoughts. Like if I don't, not necessarily saying that I have to be happy, because I don't think that I'll ever be just 100% happy like that. But like I have to be, life can't be throwing me curveballs at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like everything's got to be, like it's got to kind of be decent, you know what I'm saying? If everything is decent, then what I think about is okay stuff. Like if I would put out music when I'm not in a clear headspace, then that's what you're gonna get. It's like you probably get some Rod Wave type stuff and like that's not how I feel I shine. Like I feel I shine with like some not low, it's not like low feeling music. Like I like to feel good, you know, like I have to feel good to make music. Like I have to be at a decent place. And I wasn't putting out music. Like every now and then I would make like a little video or something that I beat and wrote, but I wasn't putting out music because I wasn't in a good space in my mind. And now I feel I'm in a decent space mentally. So why not?
No, I get it because, like you said, when you were saying that at the beginning, when you were talking about the Rod Wave and being in a clear headspace, not that there's anything wrong with zero, but that's the kind of mind frame that you put me in when you're like, you know, you got to be up to par for it because, you know, you get music like that. But I feel like even music like that, you can still appreciate. And I know that time can be an illusion, so I don't want to add a timestamp, but where do you see yourself with music in the near and far future?
To me, music is a young man's game. Young by, I mean, like 25 and under, what I mean by young. So what I see myself in 5 years in music is not necessarily making millions of dollars off music, but making a few dollars off of music. Just still, you know, it's not all about money. It's not all about money to me. So what some people may measure as success off music is probably not what I would measure as success off music. Success off music to me is making music that I'm cool with, and that the people that I was telling you at first, the people that love me, the people that know me, the people that grew up with me, the people that like me, the people, if they enjoy what I'm doing, then I'm successful to me. Like, monetary gains are great. Like I said, I haven't ever been to a point where I stop work and say, well, I'm finna put all of this into music, because I feel that it's only a few people that get to that point to do that. So I want to be successful off music in my view of success. And my view of success is not measured by how much money is being made off the music. Successful to me is making music that I would like, that the people that love me like. So in 5 years, I plan to be successful off music.
That's great. Are you working on any EPs, mixtapes, or albums?
I am. I got the song you played was Hardaway. And that's a song I did probably like in 2018. So that song is going to be on the EP that I'm working on. I think I sent you two other songs that'll probably be on there.
Okay, so we sampling the EP right now.
Yeah, I got a couple more. Yeah, it's gonna be half man, half gorilla.
When can we expect that to drop? Or you have no date for that yet? But it's coming soon.
It ain't no date. I'm still putting it together. Putting it together.
All right. No worries. All great things do take time. But I wanted to ask you, and this may be a hard one for you because I know you're a music head. But what's your favorite bar from any song? It can even be one of yours.
Man, that's tough. That is tough. I think it's probably not going to be like something that somebody else will probably think the hardest bar, but for me, it would have to be something that touched me, and it would probably be something from Pop. And if I had to narrow it down, it would probably be the line where he say, "No, I can't say that. That ain't really." It'll be something by Pop. But let me think about this here for a minute.
All right, no worries. Think about that one, because I feel like something, my favorite bar would come from Pimp C. I can't narrow it down because I like him on Pocket Full of Stones. I like the shit with him and Jay-Z. So I'm really into Pimp C, and I can't narrow it down. So no worries. We'll come back to that one. But
I feel that I would be disrespectful. I feel that I would be disrespectful from picking any artist from Texas, because if I did that, then I would leave out one that I think is equally just as hard, or another one that I think is equally just as hard. So I go to a whole different area from a whole different person, and then I could pick one from there, and I won't feel disrespectful toward my roots, you know?
No, most definitely understand. I get you. And so on this one, this song, it has became my personal favorite. And, you know, motherfuckers be saying chopped up, not slopped up. But slopped up or slop means overflowing and spilling. And I feel like you poured up a foe and spilled it all over this motherfucking track. Like, this is highway material, but it bangs no matter where you are. And I am going to let this song play, but I'm about to entertain my mirror and get on my ball and dance while the song is playing, and then we'll come back when it's finished. And this one is Corner Flow, but it's screwed.
Stay flow, going ape shit. they done let the eight go. I'm 2G for a deuce, I'm a skip foe. Swiss G in the coupe with the P-low. Standing got beef to this meatloaf. I peep shit, I can see it like a peephole. Locks on lock, put the key in the keyhole. I'ma send shots and one like a free throw. Want me on the feature cause they know I'm gon' Devo. Mike Jack on your song, you can play keto. I play the villain and the motherfucking hero. Pockets on fat boy, yours on keto. In a 7-7 with a pen and a free roll. Cool in real life, I got a mic, I got a ego. Dogs in the taxi, hit a living 5-0. Bows of the gas in a duffel bag of Toto. In it, I bought it, no rented. Who the fuck in it, the windows is kidding. In it, I bought it, no rented. Who the fuck in it, the windows is kidding. In it, I bought it, no rented. Who the fuck is it? The windows is tinted. Trump, bang, load up, hitting, I'm playing a sweet. If you want it, I'm with it. Train, don't get offended. If you offended, then fuck it, I'm in it. Heard a nigga slide and walk on this hole like I do in a minute. Straight out of the hood, I rock J's and Fendi. R.I.P. Fat, R.I.P. Spendi. I know I got it digging for my nephew. I got a chicken with yours, my kitchen, I'm whipping a chicken. Me plus the beat equals Jordan Pippin. Killing this beast, not eat all the fixin'. Beast man, bitch, you will see how I grip it. Time for Tana, I'm taking off. Talk a bitch out of panties, she take them off. She fucking this silly until it's off. Then I ooh, shake her head off. Shining like candy, it should grow. This is Texas, my nigga, the deep south. Fuck with them niggas, I'm not the hoe. Cause the streets, how you stressed, they're stretched out. Cause I done rolled up a geek. Riding through deep, it's just me and the bleak. I don't pop perks, give me home and they sick. Won't fuck on just any, I'll buy you my dick. My partner hold if I send him a pick. Call my partner a play and I got the assist. I'm a money, that's all that shit. And ball like paper, so I go big. Capital, you see, can't believe what you talking. Real niggas don't say that they real that off. My niggas 10 plus, so I know they won't bust. And they bustin' the stack, why the fuck is you bluff? Goes by the tongue like we talking about bluff. Drink by the pill, I ain't doing no coffee. Prankle and raggle, my nigga, I'm saucin'. Stiff on my hater like Henry, get off. Came from my crumbs on the way to a purchase to drink if the bottle can't kill. Came from my crumbs on the way to a meal, don't purchase to drink if the bottle can't seal. Came from my crumbs on the way to a meal, don't purchase to drink if the bottle ain't sealed. Smell it all on me, you know it's some chill. I'ma go for it on fourth in the field. Bros of a hoes if they need some shit. Hoes of a bros if you need some shit. And I'm standing on 10, who the fuck need a clink? As I pipe down, she rubbing her clank. And she back is usually covered by my bitch. This bump stop shoot like a money over and over like a glitch. No wealthy thoughts, still thinking filthy rich. Going hard, my 30s like a blur. Killing in my 40s like I'm Tom. Need a young bitch on my arm. She 21, I'm trying to meet a mom. Need a young bitch on my arm. She 21, I'm trying to meet a mom. Need a young bitch on my arm. She 21, I'm trying to meet a mom. Glock 23, big 40. Glock 17, that's a 9. Glock 42, 3-8. Glock 21, a 45. Give it to you, the red and line. Going off since landline. Answer was dubbed that nigga. Question was, who's this guy?
And I would definitely agree, you know, the streets will leave you stressed or stretched out. And that is my favorite fucking track. I don't know how many times I've listened to that. I don't even sip, but that made me want to pour up. And I just love how you roll the beat on the original version, but I am a sucker for something screwed out. And I wanted to ask you, before we even had this podcast, what made you go back and screw it out? But when I listened to it, I even knew myself that it had the influence of, you know, H-Town written all over it. So what made you drop a video, and can we look forward to more videos in the future?
For sure. I've been doing that. I've had software on computers to slow down music. You know, and first let me say, it's not really screwed. Like, cause a dude said something on my Instagram. It's not really screwed because when I posted it, I put slowed and sliced. If screw is a type of music, but there's only one person that can screw music. Now you can slow it down. You can put pauses in it and gaps in it and things of that nature. But it's still not really screwed. Like screwed is a person. So if you're not screwed, you're not really screwing music. But you know, you just slowing it and emulating the style of him. But that's beside the point. What made me decide that I wanted to screw it is when I listened to it, it was like, you know, like you said, it takes me back. You know what I'm saying? It takes me back to a different time when that's what I was listening to. So I was like, this is the first time that I've made a video of some sort. So it's only right that I feel like I need to do that to this video. The next video I make, I probably won't do that to that one. But I do have another song that I feel that I'm going to do. Another one of them mic stand type videos too. Just, you know, I mean, just more so, I guess, for me to feel more comfortable and get more acclimated with the camera and things of that nature. And then after that one, I'm going to shoot a regular music video. So I got one more mic stand video. It'll probably be at a different location so it don't look the same. Of course, it'll be a different song. And then I'm going to shoot a regular video. And by the time that those two things happen, after the regular video, then I'll probably be coming with a date for my EP after that, or slightly before, or, you know, I'm not quite sure. I'm working as long as it go. I feel that if I just put the music out there, you know, and do my thing on the music, put it out there, it's going to touch the right people eventually. And if it don't, then I went in the ball of flames doing what I enjoy to do, so it's still a win for me, you know.
Yeah, I like your mentality when it comes to that. And I also thank you for, you know, clearing that up, because you are definitely correct. If you're not screwed, you're not screwing it out. But paying homage, I feel like it's the same way. And you did say that it was sliced, but I think I'm just so stuck on that terminology that that's just what I use.
Me too.
But when it comes to music, what are your strengths and your weaknesses?
I think my weakness is I'm not giving you personal. Like I'll dabble into it a little bit by saying, like, you know, RIP to this person or things like that. But I'm not letting you into me all the way. Or I haven't up until this point with any songs like that. It's just like everything I made is more like generalized. It's like a general, you know. It's not really like pinpointed to where it's just me or just my experience or just a story that I have or things like that. I think that would probably be like my weakness, is I haven't made songs that are in depth enough. And shit, my pros, I think, like, I ride a beat. Like, when you hear me on something, you gonna think that me and the person that made the beat was sitting there at the same time, and I told them what I wanted the beat to sound like. Like, that's how I'm gonna get on it. Like, that's how I'm gonna ride a beat, as if it was tailor made to me. And it don't be tailor made, but that's just how. Like, so I guess my flow, I think, would be one of my positives. My flow, My liners, my punchlines, I think, is kind of one of my pros, because a lot of things that I say, you don't know that I said that to you. Don't listen to the song to the fourth time. At the fourth time, you'd be like, damn, how did I miss that? The whole other three times he said that, you know. Like, I think that's one of my strong points too. The way I put stuff together, and I don't know, my delivery. Like when I rap, you can tell that. you can tell that this is me. You get me. Like, I'm giving you my heart. You can hear that on the song. It's not no gimmicks. I'm not an auto tuner. I'm not into all that. Like, when you hear me, you gonna know that that's me. You ain't gotta be like, oh yeah, that's him. He got an auto tune. Is that on? No, you ain't. I ain't doing all that. Like, I'm giving you raw. You know what I'm saying? The music that I make is raw. I don't need all them gimmicks and all that extra to make my music anything. So originality, I think. I mean, I don't know. I could just keep saying things that I think that I'm better than other people at.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I mean, you going in with the, you know, with the strengths. Like, you had, you know, one weakness, but when it came to those pros and the strengths, you was going for it. But that's a good thing, because a lot of people, they don't see their strengths, and they only recognize the weaknesses. And for you to know, like, hey, you're doing this, this, and this better. And I hate to use the word better than other people, but you got to face it. Sometimes people are better at, you know, certain things than other people. And I don't know. I think you should always pop your shit. Don't be modest about it. Like you said, you know what you
supposed
got.
You're supposed to feel like that, though.
Exactly.
You're supposed to feel like that. Like, if you gonna rap, or if you gonna do anything that other people are also doing, then you need to. Ain't nobody else gonna believe in you if you ain't. Yeah, ain't nobody else gonna believe that you're the best at it if you don't believe that you're the best at it at first. Like, so you're supposed to have that mentality that you better than whomever does the same thing that you do.
Because I know a lot of people that write, and I feel like I'm the best writer, so I don't care. But we do have another song to get into before we close out tonight. In this one, the last song would be Suspect.
Oh, hold up.
TBP thing, boy. You know how I get down. So nigga probably a suspect. His partner probably a suspect. Your whole team, nigga. Your nigga suspect cause he look like a lick. Your team suspect cause I thought I seen a bitch. Rolly suspect cause I seen that whole chick. If I'm a suspect, I don't tell a lot of shit. Your nigga suspect cause he look like a lick. Your team suspect cause I thought I seen a bitch. Rolly suspect cause I seen that whole chick. If I'm a suspect, I don't tell a lot of shit. I don't fuck with them nigga cause they all suspect. Getting money, but money can't buy you respect. Hating on me, put a hole in your V-neck. Outside going live, bro, like reset. Jump on the beat, then the beat been blessed. Know that I'm a hitter cause she got my seats wet. Got lockjaw, so I call a lot next. Juice I sip, so I got lean breath. Mike Merck, I'm a suspect in the death. Niggas out of line, they tweaking like mel. Get it all the time till it ain't nothing else. In the game, streaking on your hoes like shell. Do it or it's done to you, cause and effect. Finesse and jig, then they head to the jet. Worry about shit, I'm far no press. Only problem I got, which face about next. Fuck boy, get around his team, wanna flex. Only time that I hate it, got it on his chest. Catch him so low, he like, come on, wet. 9-6 for the first 5, nigga, get a jet. Rep blow the whistle, that's a motherfucking test. I grind to the gristle and I ain't done yet. Find to the issue and I blow up the deck. By the police, the only way I'm suspect, dog.
Your nigga suspect cause he look like a lick. Your team suspect cause I thought I seen a bitch. Rolly suspect cause I seen that whole tick. If I'm a suspect, I don't tell a lot of shit. Your nigga suspect cause he look like a lick. Your team suspect cause I thought I seen a bitch. Rolly suspect cause I seen that whole tick. If I'm a suspect, I don't tell a lot of shit. Hey!
If you're bailing on your niggas, you suspect. If you're bailing on your niggas, you suspect. If you're coming at me, come correct. I'm at your neck like a short nigga head rest. This sick like dub knee bed rest. Now sick like full-fledged incest. I'm a beast, little nigga, you a insect. Had them Thundercats check you, inspect. That ain't a rolling watch, boy, that's Geneva. I'm on that good green, boy, it's our fever. Your grooms look just like Justin Bieber. Mark say the bitches wanna kick it like FIFA. That's cool, tell them kick it like a punter. I don't fuck with the gram. Slide me the number. When I ride, pipe down like a plumber. Ass on my thighs hitting hard like thunder. Real nigga, ain't no questions. Stay out the way, count my blessings. In my own lane, you ain't going my direction. TVP dub, 940 my section. G shit, bitch, I'm used to it. Move around, let me show you how you're supposed to do it. Stay down like four flats on a Buick. Stay suspect, but I already knew it. Dub.
Your nigga suspect, cause he look like a lick. Your team suspect, cause I thought I seen a bitch. Rolly suspect, cause I seen that whole tick. If I'm a suspect, I don't tell a lot of shit. Your nigga suspect, cause he look like a lick. Your team suspect, cause I thought I seen a bitch. Rolly suspect, cause I seen that whole chick. I'm a suspect, I don't tell a lot of shit, hey!
suspect. That ain't a shirt, little nigga, that's a sundress. Skinny jeans, nigga, where your pumps at? I hit Chris, not the Quan, we don't do that. $5 ass down, new jack. Told a white boy, yeah, it's cool, call me Dub Sack. And I'm coming for the crown like, who that? My time right now, like, excuse me, move back. I don't deal with the faking in the front. Don't beef with my niggas, talk it out, it's nothing. G-style bitch like Project Money. We wild bitch like Wolfpack running. You can bang this, no E-tick. Fame is irrelevant, long as you collect. Rap game now, I don't see no threat. 85% of these boys suspect. Your nigga suspect, cause he look like a lick. Your team suspect, cause I thought I seen a bitch. Rollie suspect, cause I seen that whole tick. If I'm a suspect, I don't tell a lot of shit. Your nigga suspect, cause he look like a lick. Your team suspect, cause I thought I seen a bitch. Rollie suspect, cause I seen that whole tick. If I'm a suspect, I don't tell a lot of shit. Hey!
Now, I know I've been on my own ass about time management, but I just had to let that ride out. I caught a piece of it earlier when I was, you know, ensuring that it was faded and faded out, and I just fell in love with the beat and the words because it, especially the ended part about when you were saying that ain't a shirt, that's a sundress, it was just like, that's how most of these niggas is moving these days, real suspect, and I'm just tired of it. So I like that one. I never heard it, but this sounds like that one might be my favorite now. What trip space were you in when you made that one?
That was a while ago too. That's one of the that's probably I feel like at that time I didn't put enough behind that song. Like I feel like I should have pushed it more. Like I should have tried to get it out more. Like. Cause, like to me that jam today, but at that time when I made it at that time, like it was crazy, like it was stupid then, and it was just like it was a lot of people here that was doing music. So, but like I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Like I know a few things about a few folks, and I ain't been here all my life, but you know. And a lot of, not even from here, just like a lot of people in general, they talk about or they rap about a lot of stuff that they not necessarily doing or that they not necessarily like who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I you know, of course in rapping, sometimes you stress things a little bit, but me, I try not to stress things so much to where when you see me, like you ain't got to worry about, you ain't got to ask me where's your Porsche at that you was talking about, or where's your, you know, where's your Ferrari that you, your foreign that you rapped about, or, you know, you said you was sitting on this many bricks, like I can't believe that you know what I'm saying, like you don't have to, I'm not that guy, like I try to give the aspect of things how it is. I'm not trying to fabricate too much in the stuff, and I feel that there's a lot of fabrication going on in things, so it's like. A whole lot of stuff is suspect. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, you what the image you give to social media, and then the people know you, and it's like, no, that's not really you, bro. Like that's suspect for you to be, you know, be doing things like that or saying stuff like that or claiming to be this person when you're not really that person or you know, just I mean, I felt like I had to speak on some stuff at that time, and it was like. A lot of y'all is suspect, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of that stuff that y'all talking about ain't really what that is, and it's kind of suspect, you know?
Most definitely suspect, I would agree.
Before we get too far away from the second song is called Stay Flow. I don't know if, you know, people... that have been around for a while, they know what Stay Flow is. Stay Flow is the type of starch that you iron your pants with, and Stay Flow could make your pants so hard that they would stand up in the corner by themselves. So in my analogy of that is like this flow right here is that hard. You know, it's that hard like that. So I call it Stay Flow. The corner aspect of it is the guy that shot it. His name's Billion Shot It, Mike. He shot it, and his platform is when he shoots those videos like that, he calls them the corner flow. So I mean the corner flow, corner performance, or something like that. So that's his little his moniker for his type of videos like that. Mic stands, he calls them corner performance. So the song is actually called Stay Flow, but it was performed on a corner performance. So yeah, we just I needed to clear that up.
And you know, it's so fucked up. I started to text you before because you can hear you say that. You was like, nigga, this hard, that stay flow. Like, I can hear that. I know what it is. And I was just like, well, in the damn video, it's saying this. And I knew I was bugging you already. And I just had a crazy-ass day, so I didn't want to keep bothering you. I'm one of those type of people. I'm not going to keep bothering you. I should have asked you earlier. But I do appreciate you for clearing that up. And it's definitely been a pleasure having you here on Vibrate Higher. But before we close out, do you have anything that you would like to add to the show or any final words?
Like I said, I appreciate you for having me on here. Look me up on Instagram, FatboyW, YouTube, FatboyW. I guess I ain't got to the point of where people are. I don't have no music page. Wesley Grant, that Facebook, you can hit me up on there. Like, I don't, just keep your eyes and your ears open. Even if you ain't giving no kudos or nothing like that, just open up your ears and your eyes and just let me bar them for a minute, and we're going to keep it moving.
Nah, fuck that. Share and comment because it is there's definitely a flow that we need around. Y'all listen to all them Migos and all that suspect-ass shit. Tune your ears into some real music. And, again, I thank you for allowing me to steal a little bit of your time. And I do look forward to having you back. Definitely Dope Vibes. Because I didn't get to do my full interview that I wanted. I still had several questions, but it's just me because I always just want to know everything that I can. But to all the Vibaronis, y'all already know, I love y'all and thank y'all for all of the support. Meet me back here Thursday so I can fill y'all up with some knowledge. And this may not make sense to y'all, but Cataclysm has been on my brain all day and all week. And I'm not talking Ladybug and Cat Noir. Like, we are shifting, and most of you will remain in 3D. In the 3D realm, and I'm headed for 5D at the moment, but these shifts are real, and you motherfuckers better tighten up. Then I need you to double back, come back because you already double back, Sunday after 9, Sunday at 9:30. But beautiful people, that is it for me. I'm about to hit my workout with my children. Don't forget, Red Room and Let's Be Honest is available on Amazon. The Red Room 2 is dropping this year as well in the short film for the Red Room. Again, don't forget to look him up on Facebook, FatboyDub. Facebook, that's the Instagram, correct? And then the Facebook would be Wesley Grant. We will have his information to drop Sunday when we do have another, music session. So I'll have all that for y'all to look him up. Hopefully he will have, a music page by then. But I will chat all you beautiful people later. Again, I love y'all. And to all, vibrate higher.
I wish a motherfucker would try to run up on me. Pussy-ass rat trying to come up on me. You say you gon' take my belly, which one? Pussy nigga got a silver and a red. Pussy clean and you never. I pay a motherfucker to try me. Get knock your whole motherfucker off. Day the king, I'm under. I'ma come to your hood and vote for my belly. And I lack and I'm fat, I'm bringing Fifth Ward with me. I know your number and your ass. Dress too. I know your son and your fat bitch too.